Now, it's a row that has been going on for a considerable time, and there's a call for the Catholic primate to get involved in this debate in Enniskillen. Some of the families of those people who lost their lives in the Enniskillen poppy day bomb want the head of the Catholic Church in Ireland to intervene in this ongoing row over the positioning of a memorial to the victims. 12 people were killed and numerous people, almost 70 people were injured actually in the bombing in Enniskillen on Remembrance Day way back in 1987. Now, a memorial had been unveiled at, you may remember, one of the events marking 30 years since the attack, but it was taken down and put into storage because of a debate about where exactly it should be located. The diocese, which owns the land, said it had not been consulted by the council. The proposal by families to place the actual memorial in the vicinity of the Clinton Centre in Enniskillen this has been formally rejected by St. Michael's Diocesan Trust, and that basically is the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church make a few points on this. They do say that they have no objection to a permanent memorial being erected to the victims of the Enniskillen bombing. They, however, point out the sheer size of the memorial, taken together with the high volume of footfall on the public footpath in front of the Clinton Centre and the connected issues of access to the school at the side and rear of the building, would make the proposed location unsuitable from the point of view of health and safety to the public. So do they have a valid point with that, or are they simply rejecting the idea of a memorial? They do say they will accept a memorial, but not there. Now, this obviously adds to the pain for those who were directly affected back in 1987. And among those directly affected, Stella Robinson, who lost both her parents that horrific day that sticks out in our history. And Stella is available to speak to us. Stella, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Stella, as you stop and think about it on a grey Tuesday like today, how do you feel?
I feel hurt. And I feel the pain is just coming back again. And all we want is a dignified memorial on the site where our loved ones were callously murdered in an act of sectarian hatred. That the families have been failed for 30 years through the failure to bring those responsible to justice. So I think the Catholic Church are putting too much emphasis on health and safety issues, delaying the progress yet again. And we've had to accept terrorism government for peace and reconciliation. We're not the ones creating all the problems. And I don't feel this memorial would be causing obstruction to the general public. St. Michael's Trust are creating issues so they don't have to agree with us putting up a memorial. They're not really interested in the welfare of the people. It is the wording, in my opinion, it's the wording they disagree with. And as for questioning the size, I mean, they let the IRA terrorists into that reading rooms at the time to put a bomb there to kill my parents. Murder my parents, and the size of the memorial reflects that there were 12 killed. You have to have the names displayed, and especially for the future generations, that like my grandchildren and all, that people will know the truth, exactly what happened that day.
Do you feel it's the line about murdered by the IRA that is the problem?
Yes. Because they don't want to face up to the truth. And they don't like the truth being told. Because if it is only killed just by terrorists, that could mean any terrorist. It doesn't signify which terrorist it is. And I think this is what is the problem, in my opinion.
And do you think the Catholic Church is being put under pressure by other people, or do you think the Catholic Church is making that decision themselves? They reject, of course, that it has anything to do with the wording. They also reject a suggestion that it may devalue the real estate property value by erecting the memorial at that particular position. Some people are saying that there would be a knock-on disadvantage to the value of property. So they reject that as well. But just to get back to the issue about murdered by the IRA, do you feel they're being influenced, they're being lobbied by other people in Enniskillen, or do you feel it's
no,
the Catholic Church?
No, I just think it's themselves. They can make a decision. I think they can make a decision, a yes or no answer. And the fact they embroider it, the rarer response, if I would have had more respect for them if they'd actually said, we don't agree with it, rather than bringing up all these issues to make it look good in their eyes why they're saying no. And also this thing, I don't worry about, they said that they feel sympathy and all to us. That is just to gain sympathy from the public, that they think that they are an understanding people, but they're not really. And if they really understood us, they would give us our memorial. When you think of, there's other places in Northern Ireland of headstones in church grounds, great church graveyards, and a significant number which pay homage or remember individuals who are responsible for acts of terrorism against the community. And those were our neighbours. And yet, they still turn down. I think it's about the truth. They don't want it to be reminded that there was a bomb that was exploded and killed people that were actually innocent people that were actually remembering the two world wars. They were all going to church that day, and they weren't just innocent. They weren't thinking about anything else, only going to church and worshipping God. And I think the fact, if they're a Christian church, that they should see what we're going through, and if they can find, and also I'd like to ask, add, if there's anybody out there that's listening to this, could help us in any way, we would really, really appreciate it.
Stella, I'm not going to in any way try to represent the Catholic Church by asking you any more questions on this. If the Catholic Church want their perspective to be delivered on the radio, we've issued them an invitation to come on, and they haven't accepted as yet that invitation. Your point is very clearly made, and I think to most people listening to the programme, understood, and clearly understood. Do you think you'll make progress on the issue?
Well, I think it would need to be in God's hands now, and we just need to pray that people will find it in their hearts to feel that they could help us. But I don't buy their pretense in saying that they understand how we feel. I believe that the way they said that, their chosen words, as if it came by their legal team. Also, I see that they were saying that they would incorporate a memorial inside. I wouldn't agree with that, because they would have the control of, and it would be hidden away. And it isn't a secret. It is the truth. What happened that day to my parents, it is the truth. It is history. And you can't get away from the history. And it should be remembered. And that's all we're asking for.
Stella, do stay with me. Thank you very much for being on the programme this morning. I want to speak to someone who will be fully supporting you. It's Kenny Donaldson, who represents victims in the area and has done for some time now. Kenny, this will sound like a one-sided discussion, because the Catholic Church don't make people available to have a conversation with us on the radio, which in any discussion, any debate, any argument is always a weakness. Do you have concerns about community feeling in the in the Enniskillen area, Kenny, where, you know, I would imagine in recent times, community warmth is something that's pretty obvious in Enniskillen.
Yeah. Well, Frank, thank you, first of all, for facilitating this discussion this morning. And I think the first point that's important to make is this is not about bashing the Roman Catholic Church. That needs to be made very, very clear. You heard within Estella's voice there this morning and other direct victims that there is a great deal of pain and angst at what has happened. You make the point yourself, Frank, and several others have made this point. The Roman Catholic Church have got to come to the table and they've got to sit across with those victims. And we're asking for Eamon Martin's offices to intervene at this stage. Enniskillen, there is what has always been termed the spirit of Enniskillen down the years. And we need to really unpick, is there actually substantive meat within what that is? And that has to be questioned in recent times. We need to look at what has happened on that site over this last 30 years, what the hurts that the families have faced. They were promised a memorial garden on that particular site. That didn't happen. They got instead a political project in the Clinton Centre, which was not of their making. They also had a memorial which had 12 doves placed on it, 12 peace doves. Again, others took that decision. And again, their names of their loved ones were embroidered on a cenotaph, the only cenotaph across these islands, which has been, in some ways, amended to take on more than the two world wars. And of course, the terminology used is killed, not murdered. So the families, there's a huge backdrop to all of this and 30 years without any justice, truth or accountability. This is the first time that there's an opportunity to do right by those families. And we are calling upon the Roman Catholic Church to exercise leadership, to get around that table and to look at these folks. These are the vulnerable within society. You're a Christian church. Do right by them.
The wording, and for people who aren't familiar with it, the wording, it's a short paragraph. It says, this memorial is erected in loving memory of the 12 innocent civilians murdered by the IRA and in recognition of the scores of innocent civilians injured on Remembrance Sunday, the 8th of November, 1987. And then below it, the list of people who died. That's the wording on the memorial. Most people have seen the structure. It's a very large headstone, like shining granite memorial. It's a very beautiful piece of it's a very beautiful piece of workmanship, and it is in storage at this present moment in time. Do you think, in your heart of hearts, Kenny, that at some point it will actually be in place in Enniskillen? And if it is in place, will it be something that is accepted in Enniskillen, or will it be, to some extent, a target in Enniskillen?
Well, Frank, I would like to, I suppose, I think Enniskillen people at large need to remind themselves of the gravity of that day. And they need to examine within their hearts the response of the families for 30 years thereafter, who have remained dignified, who called immediately for no retaliation. And we look at County Fermanagh, and County Fermanagh stands on its own in terms of an example across Northern Ireland, where the minority community did not go out and seek revenge for what had happened. And these folk need to be recognised for that. The wording on that memorial, could anyone question a single word? It's fact. It's what it is. And just as Stella has made the point earlier, up and down this country, and indeed across the island at large, in graveyards, whether they be Roman Catholic or whether they be Protestant, there are headstones to individuals who have actually been involved in terrorism in this place. There are memorials to terrorists. And the languages used are volunteer this and volunteer that. Now, if that can be facilitated for families and for communities at large within those areas, as a Christian church, surely the Roman Catholic Church should be stepping up to the mark and reflecting and representing innocents within society whose loved ones were murdered whilst going to respectfully remember the dead.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. If there's ever a gaping hole in a discussion or in a debate, it's the absence of the Catholic Church on the radio this morning. There's no question or doubt about that. I'm sure they have many points that they would make eloquently and in an articulate form that people may be convinced by, but it is not my job to represent them.
Yes, and Frank, and I suppose the point that I would make is, again, that that debate, to be honest, should not be had over the public airwaves. First, that debate needs to be had between the Roman Catholic Church and those families across a table in a dignified way to see if there can be a way found through in all of this.
Yes, but the reason that I say they should be here this morning, we've spent the best part of 20 minutes making the Catholic Church in Enniskillen sound incredibly unchristian.
Well, but I think, Frank, I'm making this point, and this is not about bashing of the Roman Catholic Church. It is not. It is about, they have been asked in all manner of ways to sit across the table from the families, and it's now do it. This is not about in any shape or form casting aspersions on that church. That church can make their points and can, you know, reflect where they're at with these matters with the families directly. It should not be done on the radio airwaves or indeed in the column inches of papers. But that has not happened, and that is why it is imperative that Eamon Martin, as the leader of that church, steps in, because this is a community relations issue which is under pressure, and it should not be under pressure.
Do you get a sense that it may have something to do with money, the value of the property?
Well, Frank, I suppose, you know, what I would look at this here point is, would the Clinton Centre have been built on that site but for what happened in Enniskillen in 1987? There's a question to begin with. Because the victims and the families, many of them feel that there has been a great deal of people who have made from the pain that they have suffered on that particular day. Now, the reality is, we're talking about the lives that were stolen on that day. They must come to the fore. Real estate, there can be a discussion around a table around where that memorial can be best sited, which will satisfy the families, which will ensure that it's openly visible by the public as it should be to the families and also to visitors to that site. Because it's very important that people do understand the gravity of that day. And in many ways, it did mark a watershed in our troubles.
They do say they're deeply conscious of the horrific effects and legacy of the Enniskillen Remembrance Day bomb in November 1987. And in the statement, let us be very clear, the Trust has no objections to a permanent memorial being erected to the victims of the Enniskillen bombing. So they are in favour of a memorial, but not this one.
And they need to sit across from the table with the families and talk it through. That's what it's about. Why refuse to do so for some several months now? This is about a Christian church compassion. Surely compassion. We're not dealing with businesses here. We're not dealing in the corporate world. We're dealing with emotions. We're dealing with the most grievous wrongs that were committed on that particular site. And it was committed on site and land owned by the Roman Catholic Church. Now the families want to remember their loved ones on that same land.
Kenny Donaldson, thanks for coming on the programme this morning. Thank you. Thank you very much. Stella Robinson, thank you for your company on the programme this morning as well, Stella. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning to you. 90-333-105, 077-66-105. Again, I emphasise the Catholic Church. We're invited to come on the programme, but no one is available. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning to you. 90-333-105. I'll take some of your points of view on it. Really interested to hear what you have to say. In particular, if you object to the memorial, can you find in your phraseology, a term of words to explain why the memorial should not be erected there in Enniskillen? Do let us know. 02890 333 105.